Blog Talk Radio.
Now, how many of you started looking for quarters in your pockets or trying to figure out where to plug in your controller right just then? It's like, ooh, I unplugged the controller.
Oh, my God, girl. Sorry, yes. I spent, probably about 3 hours yesterday trying to figure out how to get books onto my Nook from a different
Nook woman. Store. Nook is going to cut you if you don't say their name right. Nook.
Nook. Nook. Nook. Nook. Anyways, I love my Nook. I was like, why is my computer not registering? Why is it not noticing my Nook? What the hell's going on? 3 hours I fought with that thing before I realized that, oh yeah, I had it plugged in all right to the charger, not to the PC.
Yeah.
I was like, I promise I was not born blonde.
It happens to the best of us.
Oh, my God.
Yay. Apparently, that little issue has been taken care of. Okay. Lovely dream host who hosts our website. Thank you. At least I think I should thank you. I'm not really sure yet. All right. Ginger with her Nook issues.
Yeah, I could not believe I did that either. I was like, really? Really?
Well, we are touting the praises of one little girl this morning. If you didn't see, I can't find my story with her in it. How about that? Because I suck. Now I'm going to have to look at the link that I gave Ginger and probably crash the whole show because y'all know my computer's crazy.
No, are we talking about Riley?
Yes, Miss Riley.
Riley, yes. And I had just put that up on my Twitter as well as my Facebook if you're over there.
Yes, and it's up on our page as well. Miss Riley apparently has something she wants to say to you. Well, actually, mostly the toy developers, but I think it needs to be said to the game developers as well. We're tired of the pink.
Yes, we're tired of the pink. I like me some pink, but I want me some black. I want me some oranges. I want me some green. Blues. Blues, people. I want me some blues.
I find it just amazing that she's probably, about 3-4 years old?
And Yeah,
and she gets it. And some of you girls out there, you middle, I'm going to call you the middle generation because, you know, you're not getting it. You think it's still about being pretty. Ironically, also yesterday I was on the phone with one of our former Gamenatrix alum here, ZQ770. I'll go by and harass her. And we were having the same conversation about some of you are, you're putting up websites and you're doing a great job, but you're still stuck in something. It's still, you know, who we are. We're a bunch of kick-ass girls, blah, blah. No, we don't need you to be the kick-ass girls. We need you to actually kick-ass. Don't say you are. Let's go, Matrix. Don't say you are. Know you are. Anyway, I have to do my Matrix references at least once a month. It was once a week before I have toned it down. Good morning to you too, Horace. Thank you for listening.
Horace, good morning.
You know what? Jay's not on, so I guess we need to give Horace the boobs this morning.
I know. I'm looking for Horace and Mommy Twitters. I know
boobs.
He's here.
Boobs.
There we go.
Actually, Jay texted, or he tweeted yesterday that something about going to Best Buy on the day after Christmas was bad.
I saw that, and then, because it showed going to my Twitter, and then when I went to actually go and reply, it wasn't showing up. I was like, well, that's odd.
I told you, every digital thing has taken a break. Everything.
Yes, apparently. I mean, because it's still not showing up, but yet it shows in my email where he twittered that to me. Tweeted. Yay! Horace, you get boobs. I even jiggle them at you. Here you go, jiggle, jiggle.
Boobs for everybody. Ooh. Okay, y'all remember yesterday with me and the hot toddies? That was lovely. Corey passed the hell out for the day. I was planning on doing some Skyrim. It didn't work out. Anyway, we got
I did me some steampunk noveling is what I did.
Ooh. Oh, so guess what? Yesterday I complained about the charts. Apparently they heard me. So I got charts today.
Yay. Awesome. We love us some charts. So what's on the charts?
This is surprising. who's at the top of this chart. You would never have guessed. So let me start at number 10. Number 10 is Star Wars The Old Republic. Number 9, Mario and Sonic London 2012 Olympic Games. 8, falling down to number 8, The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim. I think I put 4 up on the side. Ignore me. It was the hot toddy talking. Number 7 is Need for Speed The Run. 6, Saints Row the Third. 5, Assassin's Creed Revelations. 4, Battlefield 3, still in the top 5. I don't know why. Just Dance 3 is number 3. Call of Duty Modern Warfare is number 2. Whoop, whoop. And number 1, just guess what you think it is.
What was it?
Guess. Just, I want to hear what you guess.
I'm going to go with Angry Birds.
No, FIFA 12.
Really? That's number 1? Really, people?
This is for the week ending on December the 24th. This is... I don't get it. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Did y'all all fall off the wagon or something? What? Did you bump your heads?
I don't know. Well, we get these from the UK, so it could be that maybe there it was. I don't know, child.
I don't know, but why are you watching those? Or watching. Why are you playing those?
Apparently it's the hotness. I don't know.
I'm guessing. I'm assuming. No. But that's not the hotness, people. We got hotness, and that's not hotness.
Now, what I find funny is this is how arrogant we are in America. Madden, our football is way better than yours. Nobody plays that soccer stuff. You know, we're in the minority here. We're the only country that has American
football. You know what? America runs the world. Don't you know? At least that's what some people seem to think.
I found out just how big the other soccer was when I used to bartend at the airport, and in an international airport. And we'd have people come through during, you know, when they were doing the World Cup. And those people were way more hardcore than you Madden people, football people here ever think that you were. I made so much money in tips because I had mugs, beer mugs shaped like soccer balls. Oh, man, everybody wanted one. I would, like, sell out as soon as I'd get them. So, trust me, we are in the minority. These people, they're standing around in my bar yelling at the screen and throwing stuff. And, you know, much more passionate. Ah, you missed it. Throw the hot dog. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That sounds like fun. That had to have been an interesting job.
If I could put it this way, if I had the ability to leave, you know, flexible hours, just be like, I'm leaving now, I probably would still be trying to work there. It was fun.
Yeah.
I don't usually take jobs I don't like, or I wouldn't stay there that long. Be like, one day, be like, I don't like this. It ain't going to work out. Oh, we could up your pay. I don't think so. I just don't care.
I don't think you can pay me enough to put up with this crap.
Or is it really to the FIFA? Yes, really. To the FIFA.
I did that. I begged an old boss to have a job back that I liked. And then when I got there, I realized the old crew that I'd worked with that I enjoyed so much was no longer there.
I worked alone, just like an assassin, baby.
Well, I worked there about 2 days before I was in tears, and I was like, no, I can't do this. I remember why I quit.
It was good benefits there. I'm tempted to go back. No, not really. I can't be on my feet like that. Beautiful feet. Look at them. Okay, anyway, we got more news, Ginger.
We do have news. Game Politics was awake this morning, since, you know, they seemed to have slept in yesterday. Yeah, Dutch. You Dutch people, y'all are nuts, and I love you. Can I marry all of y'all? All right, so Dutch, maybe not all of y'all. Dutch Parliament says downloading movies and music is legal.
No.
Yeah. All right, so the Dutch Parliament has come to the conclusion, once again, that downloading movies and music for personal use should be... Ow! What bit me? All right, anyways, should be considered fair use and not punishable by law. Despite this, some in the current government have been trying to find a solution to deal with piracy problems and have pushed for a new bill to make it unlawful across the board. This has made for some interesting political theater, but it's going to be a tough fight for those that want to change things in the region. Recently, opponents of such a bill won the first battle. The Dutch Parliament adopted a motion to keep downloading movies and music for personal use illegal. Banning downloads would go against a free and open internet because it would restrict the free flow of information, they said. The motion also notes that enforcing such a ban via monitoring traffic would invade the privacy of internet users. Thank you! Can I move there? All right, so the Parliament also strongly expressed concerns that if downloading became unlawful, copyright holders would flood the courts with cases against individual downloaders. Yes, thank you, USA. Besides clogging the courts with these cases, they see it causing situations similar to what is happening in other parts of the world, where copyright trolls, Apple, are simply using thousands of users to make a quick buck. Instead of banning downloads, the Parliament suggested that the entertainment industry needs to focus on offering more authorized alternatives. Yes, if you offered me a cheap, good alternative, I would probably pay to download your movie. At least let me download, you know, part of it, or give me a day. If I don't like it, I'll return it.
I don't know if they can let you download it, but I do agree with what Comcast has been doing. Ironically, sometimes they get some things right, and that is where they give you a 10-minute preview, you know, of part of the movie or whatever it is that you're trying to get from them. And then you can decide if you want to rent it for a couple of days or buy it from them. So I do like that, as opposed to, oh, by the way, here, you just rent this, and if you don't like it, tough.
Yeah, you would think, but
did I throw you off?
a little bit. No, I'm thin, yeah. I'm,
poor Ginger.
I'm reading this. I'm like, wow. I was actually trying to pull up the full article, and my internet's just spinning.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And he kept cutting out. So.
Well, if you do watch TV, unlike our Ginger, or if you just paid attention to ads on the internet, I'm sure they've been going around. This is one I'm throwing in really quickly because I'm noticing it. If you haven't noticed, Google Plus has now been doing ads on TV.
No, I had not noticed.
Ah, it gets even better. Verizon has released the first phone, and I do not have the model. And unfortunately, like I said, everybody's taking a vacation. So anybody we can contact to find out this information for sure is probably not in the office. Nobody's answering anything today. But they've released their first phone that actually caters to Google Plus.
Oh, really?
And not Facebook. I don't. There's no mention of Facebook. Obviously, it's a Google Plus commercial. But I am just guessing. This is the way we're going, people. This is this could mean the end of Facebook. And it's a damn good commercial. I don't recall Facebook ever actually doing a commercial. It strictly was a word of mouth thing. But Google Plus actually went the route of a very feel good commercial. They have all these people, and they're telling you about your circles. The thing that really got me that I didn't quite understand, but the commercial actually made it crystal clear for me, was how the Hangout chat works. Remember, we were trying to figure that out. Okay, so let me explain to you how Hangout chat works, just briefly, because I was like, okay, that is amazing. I didn't know you could do that. But let's say you're getting married, ladies out there, guys too, and all your bridesmaids are in different states. You need to talk to everybody at once. Now, you can get them on Skype and try to arrange all this, or you can pull them into Google Plus and talk to them. You can create a group just for them, and everything you post up that is for them, only they will see it. You can all talk at once on one screen together. Share documents, whatever it is you need to do. And it looks like it runs smoothly. I haven't tested it yet. Obviously, I'm going to test it with these knuckleheads here whenever we're all back and see how it works. But I was amazed at how it's set up. You know, your screen's on top, and you have four little small screens on the bottom, so you can see everybody at once, not four separate screens, you know, where you're trying to flip back and forth. You can see everybody at one time and talk back and forth, and they can see you, and they can see everybody else as well.
That's kind of interesting.
I was amazed. Bye, Facebook. It was nice knowing you. All right. Moving along. I got a lovely, interesting thing. I love statistics, by the way. That's why.
What you got?
LinkedIn sent this to me this morning. Incredible things that happen every 60 seconds on the internet. Now, I'm not going to tell you all of them. If you don't have a LinkedIn account, you probably need to go over and sign up so you can see it. But very interesting, especially some of the gamer stuff. Every 60 seconds, 11 Xbox consoles are sold.
Wow.
18 Amazon Kindles are sold. 4,000 USB devices are sold. You got 2,100 of you that are checking in on Foursquare every 60 seconds. 2 million of you are watching porn right now. Wait a minute. Let me make Ginger angry. 1,100 acres of farmland are farmed in Farmville every 60 seconds.
Are you kidding me, people?
You eBay people, 950 or more of you are purchasing things on eBay every 60 seconds, and 180 of you are doing it on your phones every 60 seconds.
What on your phone?
eBay.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting here going back and forth with Horace, and I heard, doing it on your phone. So I was like,
doing it on your phone? What's that?
You me to do it where I can watch.
Those of you who are hanging with the Facebook, 695,000 of you are updating your statuses every 60 seconds. Stop it. Just stop it.
Wow.
You Apple people, 13,000 plus of you are downloading applications every 60 seconds. Well, not hopefully not the same people doing it. 370,000 plus voice calls on Skype. We're being one of them right now every 60 seconds. 320 new Twitter accounts and 98,000 tweets every 60 seconds. 100 plus new LinkedIn accounts every 60 seconds. There's some interesting things on here. I was like, wow, there's a lot.
Wow.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So, again, if you want to see
that's hot, though.
Yes, the entire list, you could go and check up. They even talk about how many websites are getting hacked and how many of you got infected with malware, how many copies of Windows 7, just everything. You can think of PayPal money. Really nice. Anyway, was that too short? You want me to do another? I got
No. I got another. I'm talking smack to a horse, but that's okay because I got news. I got all sorts of news.
Is Horace talking? He said something?
Yes, he won't take me shoe shopping.
He's talking about death of Facebook fist bump.
All right, people. I hate to do it because this is sad. This is sad. And some of y'all are going to be like, how does this pertain to gaming? Sears to close 100 to 120 Kmart and Sears stores. Yeah, all right. So Sears Holdings Corp. plans to close about 100 to 120 Sears and Kmart stores after poor sales during the holidays. Why is this important? You want to know? Well, that's because gaming, all your games, all your consoles are going to probably be marked down along with your TVs, all your screens, all your computerware, your laptops, your computers for that matter. So you should probably start watching for this. It's not really a news story. Just, you
iPad,
know,
tablet.
You got the money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want all that? They have them. And they're going to be starting to slash prices to get rid of all that inventory. So if you have one of these stores that's closing in your area, go check it out. Go grab some of this. You know what? I wonder if they have a layaway. And if they have a layaway, if you can put it on the layaway, wait till the prices drop and then, you know, take it off and then rebuy it.
I don't think they'll let you do that. They're aware. What you'll have to do is play chicken, meaning you get the minute they give the close date, you're going to have to hang around that store and be there the very last day and walk in and hope they still have some iPads left, and then it will be dirt cheap. We're talking in the $20, $50, $30 range because they're going to want it gone.
Yes. Oh, my God, girl, I meant to mention this yesterday, but this happened shortly right as we were getting off air. I came across a Facebook post where somebody with too much time on their hands, but I love them anyways, went around and took pictures of people's Facebook posts Christmas Day. How many of you nitwit kids were crying, oh, I didn't get an iPad, or I didn't get an iPhone, or I didn't get a car. Oh, my God, Christmas is ruined. My parents hate me. Da-da-da-da-da. You selfish little twits. I want to smack you, just so you know. Sorry.
Oh, so they took pictures. How many were there? Did you find out?
There was dozens of posts. They took them and put them all in one image. And there was probably 12 in each column. There was three columns.
Ooh.
Yeah, of just random posts from kids. Well, I say kids. Teenagers to college students.
They're still kids.
Yeah. I didn't get a car. Christmas is ruined. My parents hate me. They didn't get me an iPhone.
The only adults that cry about...
so that I can get my iPhone.
Yeah, the only kids that cry about stuff like that is named Kardashian, so only adult kids.
Yeah, apparently. I was like, people, I want to smack you.
I am. Y'all, do you guys want to know what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
I'm having some OCD about the dust on my desk, so I'm doing news and cleaning.
That's nice.
I am out of control.
Asus is in trouble.
Uh-oh, tell us about Asus.
Right, so I pulled this from the tech section. Asus sued by toy robot maker for naming its tablet Transformer Prime.
Oh, we talked about that already.
Oh, did we?
Mm-hmm. That was before we went on for Christmas, actually, Friday.
Oh, well then, see, yeah, I missed. We talked about so
bad
much news.
Bad ginger.
Fine. All right, another one. Physicist builds a Lego Large Hadron Collider, and I'm looking at the picture of this, and this is so awesome. All right, so as scientists at the CERN, the CERN Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland, continue their search for the elusive Higgs boson, God particle, one physicist has built a tribute to their work entirely out of Lego bricks. Yes, Sasha Melhays, a researcher at the Niels Bohr Institute in Copenhagen, Denmark, spent more than 80 hours designing and constructing a model of the supercollider's intricate Atlas detector. Now, yeah, this is awesome. The final model stands about 2 feet tall and is a 1 to 50 scale, or actual size, if you're a little Lego person. In fact, Mel Hayes even chose jumpsuit-wearing Lego minifigs to represent the CERN scientist and recreated the passageways they used to access the inner areas of the Atlas experiment. The total cost of the project for this Lego collider? $2,600 in Lego bricks, which had to be custom ordered from the Danish toy maker.
Wow.
Yes, this is awesome. But I know this has nothing to do with gaming, but it's geeky and it's Legos. Y'all know I love me some Legos.
Indeed, she does.
So this is just awesome.
All right, so I got a bunch of new stuff.
Okay, what you got?
At first, let's talk about Star Wars The Old Republic over the holidays. Okay, so apparently it's doing well with the critics. The girls here are kind of... apparently, over a million of you worldwide celebrate the holidays right in front of your PCs with your lightsabers, Sith Lords, and Jedi Knights, as BioWare, a label of EA, continue to see an unprecedented amount of players' engagement for Star Wars The Old Republic. Over this past weekend, players continued to flood the servers of the fastest-growing subscription MMO in history, immersing themselves in the game for over 5.5 million hours.
Wow. That's nuts. Really, people? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe if I had decided to go good, it would have been different, but I decided to go bad, and y'all weren't giving me enough response.
Well it's also earning itself the title of the highest-rated MMO of 2011. Also won about 105 industry awards, including Best Multiplayer Game of 2011 from MSNBC. Enthusiasm for The Old Republic has also gone viral. Over 1.6 million of you have viewed the Jedi versus Sith freeze mob in Times Square on launch day, making it the most viewed videos on YouTube during this past weekend. Okay, I did not know about that, and we will be adding that to our channel here in just a second. The Old Republic has been lauded for bringing innovation to the MMO genre by adding fully voiced characters and placing a true emphasis on story and player choice. These new innovations, combined with highly polished gameplay and a smooth service, has led to a number of incredible gameplay achievements from the rabid community, including over 60 million in-game hours, roughly equivalent to watching all 6 Star Wars movie over 4 million times.
Wow.
Also over 850,000 Sith Warriors and over 810,000 Jedi Knights have been created. Over 260 million quests have been completed. Over 44 million PvP battles. Over 9 million space combat missions completed, and over 3 billion NPCs have been killed. What about the NPCs? The rights of the NPCs to live. Oh, I'm sorry. Star Wars The Old Republic is set thousands of years before the classic Star Wars movies, with the Galactic Republic and Sith Empire locked in the middle of an epic galactic war. Players can choose one of 8 iconic Star Wars characters, including the Jedi Knight, Jedi Consular, Smuggler, Trooper, Sith Warrior, Sith Inquisitor, Bounty Hunter, and Imperial Agent. Becoming the hero or the villain of your own personal Star Wars saga, players will team up with friends online, fighting in heroic battles reminiscent of the films, immersing yourself in a galaxy full of vibrant characters and planets while experiencing visceral Star Wars combat. Included with every purchase of Star Wars The Old Republic is 30 days of access to the game, after which the players can continue to play through subscribing at either $14.99 a month, $41.97 for 3 months, $13.99 per month, or you can pay $77.94 for 6 months, which equals out to about $12.99 a month. For more Star Wars, the information on Star Wars The Old Republic is, if you don't know enough, you can go over to StarWarsTheOldRepublic.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at SWTOR, or you can like Star Wars The Old Republic on Facebook. And these stats we just gave you are according to Metacritic, as if they know what they're talking about. Anyway, I had to take a dig. I had to.
Yes, Horace, we know Jedi is a religion. Some of you are nuts.
You know what I find funny about this? If EA had just actually put some work into APB, they could have had the exact same success.
Mm-hmm. They could have.
Because APB's a damn good game.
Yes, if you love some violence, if you love just randomly killing people like I do, virtual people, that is.
Put it this way. Imagine GTA as a multiplayer is what APB is, and with the added ability to choose if you're going to be a cop or a villain. So it is damn good game, and I do enjoy some of the random violence. You know, like the guy I told you was following me, and I turned around, rammed him, and then I got out and blew up the whole stack of cars. Fun. Just random stuff happens. And you know what? It wasn't even my fight. I just happened to be passing by. And somebody mm-hmm. shot at me. I was like, did you just shoot my car? Is that a bullet hole in my license plate in the Game of Matrix? Oh, no. Let me turn around.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me turn around and go back.
All right. Well, Xbox wants to let you know, and I'm just going to grab this from Twitter. It's not really a story. I'll grab it with my other story. But today, get 50% off and more on select Halo and Halo Reach add-ons and avatar items. It's in the countdown to 2012. So, yes, if you play Halo, if you're a Halo fan, yes, go over there and get your 50% off. Yes, yes. Awesome. All right. So, did I already do this one?
I don't know. Did you?
I'm going to go. I'll probably grab two here. 2009 Final Fantasy XI lawsuit dismissed. Sorry, Snoo. All right, so Square Enix announced on Friday that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California has dismissed with prejudice a class action lawsuit involving its MMORPG Final Fantasy XI. The ruling came on December 20th. The lawsuit was filed by San Francisco's Esther Leong in 2009 on behalf of a class of Final Fantasy XI subscribers that accused the publisher of deceptive advertising, unfair business practices, and fraudulent concealment with respect to online games at the point of purchase. The game was released in North America in 2003. All right, so this was the old, old MMORPG. This is not the one that Snow hates so much. The plaintiff was seeking over $5 million in damages. Square Enix Deputy General Counsel Steve Ross called the suit baseless at the time. As it turns out, a judge agrees with Square Enix. Yeah. I want to know exactly. I don't remember what this was about. Well, that was pretty much before my time. I wasn't around when this first started. So,
what, when this lawsuit first started? Or
I mean, I was around, but I wasn't here at Game and Atrix at that point. So,
true.
At that point, I was still like, y'all are all Moogle lovers, since I can't use my other word on daytime. Anyways, Moogle lovers, and I wasn't paying any attention to y'all.
Ginger!
What?
That's not nice.
That's how I felt about it. All right. My second story. Cheating as a virus. More research. You know we love our research here at Game Matrix. A new study finds that cheating in online games and in social circles is infectious, meaning that if you play with cheaters, chances are you yourself will inevitably cheat too.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, so a new research paper written by Jeremy Blackburn at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Is that a party school? With the help of some friends, takes a closer look at the cheaters in the Steam community. I smell whiner. Researchers collected information about more than 12 million gamers connected to Steam and found that around 700,000 accounts have been flagged as cheaters. Just because they've been flagged doesn't mean it's been proven, right? Or does
true,
it?
True.
They also collected in-game interaction data of over 10,000 players from a popular multiplayer gaming server. So what did they find? Cheaters stick together. Their research shows that the cheaters are more likely to be friends with other cheaters. Cheating is infectious. The chances of an honest player becoming labeled as a cheater in the future correlates with the number of friends who are labeled as cheaters. Cheating spreads like flu through this community, they say. Being labeled as a cheat significantly affects one's social standing. If a person is labeled as a cheater, they tend to lose friends rapidly, and some even cut themselves off from friends by increasing their privacy settings. Researchers suggest that the best way to deal with the future cheaters is to get all minority report on them. They suggest developing a formula that can detect who might be a cheater in the future by calculating the number of friends who are cheaters. A player has to determine how likely this player is to become infected with the cheating virus.
That's like gamer profiling. Come on, people.
Yes. Because I will admit, I've had some friends who I did not approve of the things that they did, but that doesn't mean I did them.
Yeah, everybody's got a friend who's a criminal. You may limit your time with them, but that doesn't mean you can't be their friend. Yes. Hopefully you can influence them for the good. Come on now.
I pointed and laughed when they got banned, and then I helped them re-roll a new character.
That's exactly what you do. Ha-ha, if you had did this, you wouldn't have lost your character.
Dark Age of Camelot had a bug at one time where you could take the money off your merchant again and again and again.
I'm not going to comment.
Yeah, several times. And then got busted for it. And, his account got banned. So he had to roll a new one. And I sat out there for hours and helped him level it back up. So, yeah. That was crazy. And I laughed. I told him, you know, if you do this again, I'm not helping you a second time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on to a bigger, better other. Okay. Lovely. This is lovely. Good stuff I got here. So this actually came out Christmas Day. We are a go. All right. So, yay! Okay. Yay! More work. Yay! You all are like, what the hell are Ginger and Corey talking about? Never mind. Something going on behind the scenes. You don't need to know. Keep it moving. All right. So Apple released some plans over the weekend. They're planning to make devices powered by hydrogen fuel cells, according to some patents they put in at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Huffington Post says their plans could create computers and phones with weeks-long battery power. Hot. It would also make the devices lighter and less bulky. According to The Telegraph, hydrogen fuel cells work by converting hydrogen and oxygen into water and thereby electrical energy. That's right. This technology is already being explored for cars and the military. Our country's continuing reliance on fossil fuels has forced our government to maintain complicated political and military relationships with unstable governments in the Middle East and has also exposed our coastlines and our citizens to the associated hazards of offshore drilling, in case you guys forgot about what happened earlier in the year, the whole oil spill thing. The patent that's what's on the patent, what I just told you. They said these problems have led to an increasing awareness and desire on the part of consumers to promote and use renewable energy sources. I think this is excellent. We have, for the most part, an endless supply of hydrogen and oxygen. It's renewable. This shouldn't come as much as a surprise to those of you who do follow Apple closely. The company has filed several other patent applications for similar technology, as reported by Apple Insider back in October. So I can't wait to see if they're actually able to pull this off. This would be amazing. And hopefully, wherever Stevie is, he'd be standing up and dancing. Be like, finally. Somebody did something good. So I'm excited. I love me some science.
Yes. All right, what have we got? There's actually news out today.
You know what? You just hit on something interesting. If you're in Star Wars Old Republic, you want us to perform your wedding, give us a show. We might do that.
Yes, I am a minister. I got the papers. I can do it. All right, I've got some actual gaming news.
Wait a minute, Ginger, stop. You need to clarify that because we don't want people really being married because you could really marry
them. I could really marry you. I'm a minister.
Stop it, Ginger.
I was going to marry my sister and her husband.
You need to behave because we don't want anybody committing bigamy. Is it bigamy if it's in a virtual world is what we need to find out.
Well, you know, you put in a little clause saying, you know, this is only virtual, da-da-da-da-da.
Does that mean your spouse get half of your virtual property?
That could get messy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I got the whole papers. I can show you. I'm a minister.
Handle your business, Ginger.
All right. Silk Road R launches highly successful open beta immediately adds...
I was going to do that. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Immediately adds new server. Lag-free, bot-free, stress-free, and still free-to-play.
What?
Yes. Joy Max, don't care about that today, announced that their blockbuster title Silk Road R is completely free, lag-free, bot-free, stress-free, and most importantly, free-to-play. Newcomers to the Silk Road franchise are now able to enjoy a very clean and fresh gaming experience. Although Silk Road R has just begun its open beta test on December 20th, an additional server, Gobi, was added in order to meet the strong influx of users. You know what? If you're having to add servers, this does not sound so much like an open beta so much as, you know, just an open early access, and you're probably charging people still to use your store, aren't you?
I didn't want to say it.
I will. All right, so to celebrate the game's early success, JoyMax will be hosting a string of promotions and events from now until January 17th, 2012. To find out more about Silk Road R and to enter one of the many events, visit the official site at joymax.com/silkroad-r. JoyMax CEO Nam Chul Kim says JoyMax's main mission for 2011 was to find an answer to the two questions, what do our players want and how can we give it to them? But to quote a line from the movie The Matrix, this is a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. Silk Road R is our attempt at walking the path. It incorporates all of the most wanted player requests from faster level ups, less bots, and a cleaner UI to improved character balance. One major concern of players of many massively multiplayer online role-playing games, MMORPG people just say it, it's shorter, is the presence of bots. Yes, I hate you, bots. I hate you. Not that I've ever bought it. Nope. Silk Road R implements several new in-game strategies that have either eliminated or greatly reduced the presence of even the most sophisticated bot programs. In addition, JoyMax has been built the security and network platform in Silk Road R from the ground up to ensure that players are protected from in-game attacks and have a clean and safe environment to play. However, in the unlikely event that a bot does enter the system, JoyMax has also implemented several policies that effectively remove the main incentives for players to turn to botting. So in other words, you took away any kind of market, right? Because why would you bot if you don't have a market to sell your stuff on? Anyways, yeah, so that's Silk Road R. There's an open beta. If you want to play, go check it out. Like I said, it's probably... they're still probably going to charge you for all their store items, which, you know, I think if it's beta, they shouldn't. But what do I know?
Oh, are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
I had to throw in an evil laugh because that worked.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Some of you may have already experienced this, and this news comes a little late, and I wasn't going to read it, but it happened to me, so now I'm angry. The new 360-dash update screws up your video playback. So here I am trying to watch Colombiana. And yes, I'm giving face when I pause right there. And I can't.
Why not?
I had to go through all kind of hoops. I don't even know what was the problem. So according to our peoples over at Eurogamer.net, Microsoft's brand new Metro-inspired dashboard, read as sucky dashboard, highlights how the platform holder now sees the Xbox 360 as a multimedia playback device that's supposed to be just as comfortable at hosting video content as it is running games. There's one problem with that. The video player in the new interface no longer works properly. Okay, so some of the problems that other people are reporting is that the new dashboard forces video content to run at limited RGB levels, the result being that colors look washed out with blacks becoming gray.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the issue was reported during the beta phase of the dashboard rollout, with the only acknowledgement from Microsoft being the deletion of all threads that refer to it, accompanied by this lovely, cheery feedback right here. Mm-hmm. Let me read it to you. Thanks for the feedback. Though we'll not be able to incorporate your feedback into this new release, we'll save it for consideration in future releases. And thank you for using the new Microsoft update, and please keep up the feedback.
Wow.
Suffice it to say, some of you are pissed off. You previously enjoyed video playback from your consoles, so you're not happy. So the guys over at Eurogamer did compile some pictures, some images of previous, you know, Need for Speed screenshots compared to the old ones, and it is horrible. It's not very, very dramatic, but it, if you imagine if it's moving, if you could pop over to Eurogamer, feel free and take a look at the image. And when it's moving, it probably looks a whole lot worse. It looks horrible to me there. I have to lean in to see the image where they with the new dashboard, whereas you could clearly see everything on the right. The washed-out nature of the color, they're saying, suggests that the limited-range RPG is kicking in, and while in most cases the effects could be seen as minor, the fact is that the video compression artifacts are considerably more noticeable due to the error in decoding. Macro blocking that would otherwise be less apparent within darker colors is now more readily visible. In short, this could be discounted as a relatively minor bug, except if you're playing one of your games, if you're playing Battlefield or something, you need to be able to see the person about to pop you in the head with if you do the same video running side by side on, say, the PlayStation 3, they're saying it looks so much better. PlayStation, here we come.
Yes, yes.
All right. So despite numerous reports from users, there's no official acknowledgement of the issue from Microsoft, no feedback about the action being taken to correct the issue, which, according to beta testers, affects all consoles on both HDMI and component video outputs. And my video, I had trouble getting it to run, period. There was at least three different tries spanning an hour and a half before I could get Columbiana to play, whereas before it was, you know, loaded up and go.
Wow.
So, you know, we were saying this when we had, I'm about to call the wrong name, Frank, I'm sorry. It's the SoCo. Is that Microsoft, you have forgotten your gamers, one. Two, you should not be just sticking anybody in beta test. And literally anybody can sign up to be a beta tester for Microsoft. And as we all know, some of them are 16-year-old boys. And they don't really care if it's not working right. They weren't even looking at this. They were just looking at, ha-ha, I got the dashboard before my friend. Yeah, I've been in there since so-and-so. Some of you are still using it as a status symbol when what you should be doing is catching stuff like this. Because then when it comes out, you're like, oh, this doesn't work right. I was in the beta test. And yeah, exactly. You were in the beta test. Why didn't you catch this then?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your job is as a beta tester. If you can't do mm-hmm. it right, Microsoft,
don't do it.
All you companies need to go back to hiring professional beta testers, somebody that's going to notice those details, even if you got to get them in and train
mm-hmm.
them. Pay them. This is your job. Find the problems.
Exactly.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
I'm telling you, I was mad.
Yeah. You know what? We got a lot of internet rage going on. Internet rage.
Horace, is it Matrix quote day? I don't know, Horace, but you found it odd, didn't you, that I quoted and then it showed up in a PR? Called the philosophy according. Wait a minute. The gospel according to Morpheus. And the books of Neo. It's going to be some Christian people going to write in and be mad at me for saying that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, let them write. I'll respond.
We got to take us a break quickly.
Oh, all right. Well, then we'll take a break. And when you come back, I'm going to tell you how GoDaddy is getting spanked all over the place.
Ooh, are they?
Oh, yeah. It's not good.
Uh-oh. Brant.
Lost 37,000.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
Well, not you.
See, I'm just trying to save the environment. Being naked saves the environment. I'm going green.
Naked is going green?
Yes.
Out of order.
PETA ain't got nothing on this.
Oh, my God. Remember to listen to us tonight live, 8:30 to 9-something, whenever we stop talking. Pixanista.
Pixanista.
Tonight we may be trying to give you a Second Life primer. Explaining to you what to do when you get in, how to get in, because some of you have been like, I want to play, or I signed up for an account, I can't find you. So we'll walk you through how to get to us, and then talk about what's coming next week for Pixanista and our This Week in Gaming. It's being called The Sex All Week.
That's no, my article, as soon as I get up today, is about shapes and what you should and shouldn't do with them.
The girl is always mad about the shapes.
Seriously, and now it's they've got prim boobs, apparently. Not like the big, gigantic, huge, ugly ones, but they've got other prim boobs out now. They're like, they're not prim, they're mesh. And they're so ugly because you got to, like, make your shape, and it makes you look like a linebacker. It's not good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I've seen several girls with these recently, and I don't know where they're getting them. and I don't want to ask because I'm too busy going, blah.
Wow. Okay, what you got for the people? We're not quite off, so if you're listening live, we're probably going to shut off on you any moment now, but you can download and listen in about, 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so GoDaddy. Do you remember these people? They were all over TV a couple of years back. They were the ones with all the crazy commercials during the Super Bowl, da-da-da-da-da. They're not good. Apparently, GoDaddy decided to support SOPA, which is not a good thing. We do not want them supporting SOPA. And now they're getting their virtual pee-pee smacked by the internet. GoDaddy is not having a very Merry Christmas, and the way things have started out this week, its New Year's celebration will be punctuated with audible sobbing. I love that. That's awesome. a lot has happened to the company since last Friday. The first notable thing, according to VentureBeat, is that it has lost 37,000 domains, mostly the result of a boycott effort after the company was revealed on a list of companies that support SOPA. The company said last week in a very public statement that it no longer supported SOPA, but the damage was already done. This week, it has revealed that as much of that was simply damage control to stop the exodus of customers. The truth of the company still supports, The truth is the company still supports SOPA. From a TechCrunch story pointed out by Reddit users, GoDaddy CEO Adelman couldn't commit to changing its position on the record in Congress when asked about that, but said, "I'll take that back to our legislative guys, but I agree that's an important step." But when pressed, he said, we're going to step back and let others take leadership roles. He felt that the public statement removing their support would be sufficient for now, though further steps would be considered. To add even more fuel to the fire, after a competing company called Namecheap is going after GoDaddy's customers by publishing its own stance on SOPA, that's hot. Richard Kirkendall, Namecheap CEO, made the following statement last week. "While we at Namecheap firmly believe in intellectual rights, SOPA is like detonating a nuclear bomb on the internet when only a surgical strike is necessary. This legislation has the potential to harm the way everyone uses the internet and to undermine the system itself. At Namecheap, we believe having a free and open internet is the only option that will continue the legacy of innovation and openness that stands for everything we value in our modern society." Wow. All right, so Namecheap also claims GoDaddy is not transferring the names to those customers who have left their service. An accusation GoDaddy claims is not true.
Some it better not be. Ooh.
Yeah. Some customers have said that they are stuck in limbo while they wait for GoDaddy to transfer their domains to new services. But GoDaddy says that the companies such as Namecheap have not contacted them about the transfers, which is typically the way this sort of thing works when you move your web presence elsewhere. They say finally, Boing Boing points out the plight of David Russenko, co-founder of website hosting service Weebly.com. He describes how GoDaddy wiped his domain name records after only one complaint. The point of the story is that even before something like SOPA is in place, the company bends over backwards to listen to a complaint from an outside source and treats customers badly. You know what? I have heard some griping about GoDaddy.com. And, yeah. Yeah, sounds like you're getting your pee-pee smacked. Just take it like a man.
All right, I'm going to move along. I'm not even going to touch that. Because we have some steak over there, sadly. Okay.
Oh.
until we get away, then we can't say anything. We don't want our stuff wiped.
Don't you wipe our stuff. I'll wipe you.
Well, mostly our domain name is the only thing that's there. Wow. All right. So you guys out there looking to purchase yourself a Mac Mini might want to wait a little bit longer. Uh-huh. A computer called the Raspberry Pi, the little $25 computer that can run Quake 3 Arena and play HD videos, is scheduled to go into volume production in January. If you want to splurge, you can also pay a $10 premium for the fancy B model that comes with an Ethernet port and 256 instead of 128 megabytes of RAM. In a new blog post, developers report that the first finished circuit boards have arrived. They're undergoing electrical testing alongside hardware and software testing at the moment, and if all goes well, the Raspberry Pi you'll be buying in January or by auction later this month, if they all work as they should, will be exactly like one of these. The Raspberry Pi has grown in size since the last time it was seen.
Hungry.
Yes. You see my mouth is watering. An early prototype resembled a USB flash drive, but the new board is about as wide as two credit cards side by side. The Linux operating system runs from an SD card. The computer also has a USB outport that lets owners plug in a keyboard and an HDMI outport that can connect to an HDMI-enabled television or monitor. Again, this is a $25 computer. And it is as bare bones as you can get it, but its ARM11 CPU operating system operating at 700 megahertz seems quite capable of playing 1080p HD video. The Raspberry Pi is the brainchild of engineer Eben Upton and British programmer David Braben, who co-created the pioneering 3D open-world game Elite. Their goal is to manufacture a computer that is so inexpensive that every student can be given one, and including some of us who are not students, can play some games. If it can run Quake Arena, it can play some games.
Yes.
Braben himself got started on computers as a student. His Elite game was created on Acorn's BBC Micro, the most common computer at British schools in the mid-1980s. Braben is also a founder of Frontier Development Studio that created the virtual animal simulation Connectimals for Microsoft. Just so you know, he knows what he's doing. I think I'm going to have to go offline because it's hot. That is hot. $25, even if it doesn't do everything you could, imagine what you could do with this, guys. You could stick. Okay, let's put it this way. Okay, a Mac Mini's about $600. Mm-hmm. And technically, they've done nothing new with monitors. So if you got a nice flat screen like I do, nice, you know, nice size, then you don't need a new monitor. You don't really need anything. I got a ton of hard drives. I got things to put them in. Imagine just sliding four or five of these bad boys in a case. That's $100. And you just make sure you got the power source to run it. That's like having four computers in one. Just bam.
That's a hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got all the computers. And, of course, you know there's a way to make them work together. All that processing power in one tower.
Processing power.
Oh.
And I keep looking at my baby. She needs some love.
Yeah, we're not snowing. Blessed her with all the new.
Yes. Somebody, anybody. Any of y'all out there want to be my sugar daddy? I'll sit in your lap.
I think I'll ask somebody. You have to hook the sugar daddy. You can't ask them if they want to be it.
You know how I work. I ask them, you want to be my sugar daddy?
Yeah. That was so Texan. You want to be my sugar daddy? That's horrible.
All right, I'm taking this from my news, from my email, actually.
Woo-woo.
All right, as y'all know, we are playing APB, and if you're not there, you should, because I need to shank you. The St. Perro City Inspectors, SPCI, have expanded their duties and created a new team known as the San Perro City Assistance Team, the SPCA. Oh, wow. All right, so members of this team will be online during various shifts to assist in answering questions you might have. If you're a new player and have a question about a game mechanic or any other aspect of the game, these are the people for you. You can get more information about the different shifts that will be available and much more by clicking on a button, which I have and you don't. But I'm sure if you go over to the APB website, you'll find it. And they also say, are you a APB citizen already? Think what you've got to help. Think you've got what it takes to help your fellow citizens? Join the SPCI. The SPCI is a volunteer-run program that works to create a more enjoyable experience for everyone. Yay! All right, so if you want to find out more about this, head over to the APB website. Again, if you're not playing, you should come, because I really do. I want to shank you.
Wow.
I like it.
It is a shame.
Only virtual shanking.
Well, I'm brass
knuckles. I do it in my booty shorts.
We all got booty shorts. And you'll notice me right away. I need to change my colors. I'm too readily visible. That neon green and blue, that's our logo, is probably not the best color to choose.
Probably not.
They're like, there goes that Gamer Girls Radio trick again. Run her over. All right, so GameStop apparently is going to ring in the new year with a Play Your Way sweepstakes. Normally we wouldn't tell you about this, but when they're giving you stuff, we try to tell you. New Year's resolutions always seem a strong way to start off the new year. Can fizzle, of course, with time. But this year, let GameStop help you find the perfect way to stay fit and enjoy more time with your family all year long with the Play Your Way sweepstakes. Now running through January the 22nd, you can purchase any of the eligible titles, and you can do them from us. you can purchase through us. You just, well, it'll still be GameStop, but it's us. But you could win 4 luxury-included Caribbean vacations to a beaches resort in Turks, Caicos, or Jamaica through weekly drawings. That's right. Beaches Resort is the ultimate family getaway with exciting and fun activities for kids of every age. Okay, so let me tell you the games you need to buy to get entered.
Mm-hmm.
Connect Sports Season 2.
Connect.
Just Dance 3. Dance Central 2. You need a Connect sensor, of course, because if you don't have one, you can't do any of these. Your Shape Fitness Evolved. Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2012. UFC Trainer. The Ultimate Fitness System. Just Dance Kids 2. The Black Eyed Peas Experience. Connect Star Wars. Zumba Fitness Join the Party. Zumba Fitness 2. Twister Mania. Hulk Hogan's Main Event. You Star on MTV. And Get Up and Dance. As an added bonus, customers will receive a free Fitbit Ultra Wireless Activity Tracker that costs about $99.95. You'll receive it via mail with the purchase of an Xbox 360 console with Kinect and qualifying Xbox 360 game while supplies last. Of course, you can go and pick you up one of these from Wii, the little walker things. I have them. You know what? I don't know where they are, actually. I've been meaning to clip to my shirt. But anyway. Qualifying games, Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2012, UFC Trainer, and the Ultimate Fitness System, Just Dance 3, Dance Central 2, and Kinect Sports Season 2 are the ones you can get this with. You can check out the Play Your Way sweepstakes by visiting GameStop.com/PlayYourWay. You can also check out the Beaches Resorts, which is at beaches.com. And let me just tell you, you want to go. I'm looking at the pictures, and it is mighty lovely, the stuff that they offer. Especially if you got little people, I think they got a little nanny business where they watch them for you. And these beaches are all sandy white. The water is blue. And it's in Negril, Jamaica is where they'll be sending you. The hotel is right on the beach. Yeah, these places you see in the movies is you know, where they film stuff in the movies. That's what this is. Also, oh, man, it's gorgeous, people. You want to go. You want to win. So you want to do your get yourself in shape, girls, so you can wear whatever it is you're going to wear. It don't got to be a bikini. I'm just saying, you want to look good, all shapely in your bikini, because this beach right here, lovely.
Yes, that does. I want to go play on the beach. It's been a long time since I've been on a beach.
Yes, we should all go together and cause trouble.
Ooh, I do like that. Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. I like my some trouble.
And just so you know, they do weddings there, they do honeymoons, vow renewals, and wedding groups. So what you do is you meet us there. Ginger can just redo it for you.
Yes. It'll be fun.
Oh, I'm checking to see what they add on to your vacation for you. They're not – oh, y'all, come on, seriously. They got a Sesame Street package for the little ones. For you, they got the Red Line Spa. They got tours where you could do the whole cable thing, you know, where you hook it and you slide down. Yeah, the zip line. I couldn't think of the name. Scuba courses. This is cool. The Scratch DJ Academy. I love it. Candlelight dinner.
Ooh, candlelight dinners.
On the beach.
Oh.
But the Sesame Street is cute. If you got the little ones, yeah, they take care of you.
They definitely sound that way.
Yeah, the little girl's hugging the Big Bird. I bet Big Bird likes that job. He's been stuck on Sesame Street. Now he gets to be out on the beach. What?
I was about to say, what are you trying to say there? But now I get it.
Well, I didn't. Bad Ginger. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we got a minute left. I was going to tell you about Last Guardian been pulled from the release schedule, but you all can live without that till tomorrow if I tell you about it at all. Because, you know, we got some other good news coming in tomorrow. There's already stuff coming in.
Yes. We got so much good news.
But keep watching our site because we'll be posting news.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, we'll be posting news for the rest of the day. I got some other stuff I got to tend to. You guys, give me my stuff.
Yay!
But we will see you guys bright and. Well, actually, we'll be back later tonight to talk to you about.
Yes, we will.
About the second last.
Yes.
And the fashion. Actually, we have some APB. Do we have some APB pictures?
Oh, I've got the APB. I got the uniform I made.
Fantastical. So we will be showing you that tonight. If you can get a peek at it on our Twitter page if you haven't seen it yet. But Ginger's probably got some more pictures of her shanking people in the back.
Yeah. I'm usually too busy shanking to take pictures of that, but I'll try.
Just shank a few. Shank and click.
It's usually like too much. Yeah. Somebody just walks by and I'm like, eh, time for you to die.
She's bad.
Did he look at me the wrong way? Did he look at me the right way? I don't care. Let's shank him.
You know what? I can't say anything because if they walk by me, oh yeah. Well, they shoot at me. They shoot at me.
Of course, I'm like, why don't you mug them? Why would I mug them? I'm too busy shooting all the people who saw me kill them.
Because they got money. But you got money, so I don't have it. I have to work for mine. I have to work for my cash.
I don't tend to think about that. I'm just too busy killing away.
Bad girl for life.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
All right, guys. See you later.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!